Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The man, the myth, and the legend is now joining us right here, Mr. Dave Archer. And Arch, first of all, let me just lead with this. Told my wife this the other day. I know that this is a crazy season, but in this business, busy is a blessing. All right, and I know you're a busy man right now. So thank you for hanging out with us for the next hour, man.
What's going on? Pleasure. Appreciate you guys bringing the show up near where I am. Thanks, Dill. Appreciate you back in the studio with the little studio audience. It's great to be with you guys. You guys do a great job. I listen to you guys a ton when I'm headed out to Flowery Branch to do the stuff I'm going to do. And there's one that gives a lot of solid information, and there's one that really there's not a lot coming out of him. And so you
don't
understand
talk about
where
Mike
that's,
that way. Come on that's, now.
I did learn a couple things coming in. I didn't get a Christmas card from Mike. I learned that, and then also
got one in the car.
also heard something that I know is a fact is that Bo doesn't listen to anybody. So
yeah,
that's
very
that,
true.
I heard that one.
Very
too,
true.
So. You know what?
He just
funny?
Tunes you out, man.
You know what's
just
funny is you called Arch my caretaker.
Yeah.
And so whenever if I'm on a road trip and my mom and my parents they listen and they obviously they follow the Falcon schedule to know where I'm at.
Sure.
So my mom will be, where are you at this weekend? She knows where I'm at. She knows. But I'll say, well, I'm in Minnesota. Well, I worry about you on the road. Is Arch with you?
Yeah.
And I go, I'll text her back and say, yeah, Mama, Arch is with me. She goes, okay, well, I feel better then.
Yeah, Mama.
And I'm like,
Arch is with me.
I go, wait a second.
Yeah.
I'm 41 years old and you only can feel
I'm a man.
Still her
I'm
baby
a,
boy.
He dropped a Mike Gundy on me.
I'm a man.
I mean, she only feels good about in, that I'm safe if Dave Archer is with me.
I know that yours are yours are older, but I think I echo the sentiment of Bo's mom and everybody else that I think they'll always be the baby boy and baby girl, man.
Oh, yeah. No question.
Mine are obviously 4 and 2. So busy week for a lot of reasons, like I just said. Busy week for you, but obviously the news coming out this weekend that Michael Penix will start. Let me just start here before we get too deep in the weeds. Dylan did a good job on Fair Foul a couple minutes ago, and he said, is it fair that Michael Penix will throw more than 20 passes? I would say if I had my design on it, it would be right at 20. I don't want you to ask him to do too much. Giants, obviously, very bad run defense. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that you'd like to get Bijan and Tyler going. I think that that's kind of been the MO through this kind of funk we've been in with the quarterback play. And then, of course, the Raider game, it was predominantly the run game, and you're kind of trying to make sure it didn't get screwed up, you know, by doing something dumb with the quarterback. So I think Penix, I think they're going to turn him loose. I think that I think Penix will throw it at least 25 times in a game. I think the strength of this football team, certainly the way the offensive line's playing and the two running backs, the way they're pounding it. But you've got guys on the perimeter. You're going to have to go make plays on the perimeter. And you've got guys that have kind of been laying dormant. Darnell Mooney, he didn't catch a ball last week, and he's been a big play guy. He's on the verge of breaking 1,000 yards. I know Drake's having his career year. And can you wake up what we thought was going to be a beast at the tight end position, potentially? You know, so Ray Ray's been has career highs. So you've got playmakers laying all over the field. I just don't think you can go in thinking, you can go in thinking early on that, okay, let's get him going, let's get him feeling right and all those kind of things. But at some point, you got to trust what he is, and that means he can throw the ball down the field.
Yeah.
Well, to that point, you know, I can't tell you how many times we've sat in the booth and Arch, we were in a break. Hey, Arch, what would you do? And he'll say it, and then the OC comes out and does it.
Yeah.
And it's because it's just knowledge. You've been on the game for so long. If you were Zach Robinson, how would you start that first possession? We know that a lot of times they're scripted or they have a set of plays that they want to get to, right? But if you're the OC, if you're Zach Robinson, and it's Michael Penix takes the field, you know, we win the toss, we receive the ball for that. Maybe that's how they want to do it. Boom. How are you? What's your first possession going to look like with the way you're mixing in run pass and which pass plays?
Yeah, I'm going to go empty and go four verticals on the first play.
Take a shot.
I think that, you know, obviously there's a lot of trains of thought. You can go down different tracks and stuff. What are the Giants? See, Zach's going to kind of try to say, what are the Giants thinking? Are the Giants thinking, okay, based on what we see on tape, they're going to come out and run the football. They're going to try to get the quarterback loose. We're going to come out and try to run the ball, get him in a manageable down and distance situation. I would counteract that. I'd get his feet wet right away. I might go play action on the first down. You know, we didn't throw play action. We didn't throw the ball on first down, as you guys know. And Mike, you were covering it pretty closely. We didn't throw the ball on the first down in the entire first half of the game against the Raiders. So that would be something from a defensive standpoint that would be counterintuitive to me from the Giants. They're going to think, okay, well, they got a rookie quarterback and all that kind of stuff. I'd get his feet wet, right? But go through the, you know, obviously it's something you're going to talk through. You're going to talk through maybe the first five, six plays you want to get to. A lot of people talk about it scripted. It's not necessarily you're going to go this, 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 and this, but there are down and distance things that fit into those categories. So here's our first third down call. Third and medium call. Here's our first down call. Here's our second and long call. Here's our second and medium call. So he'll have an idea of what those plays are going to be, and so he'll have gone over them in his head. But first down, if I came out play action, nothing would light the fire in the crowd more than to see Penix come out play action and stick one to somebody on a deep end cut or something like that. Or, you know, be able to find Bijan in the flat or something like that and get him the ball moving. That's kind of the way I'd go.
Let me just tell you something, Arch. If they run a bootleg on the first three plays,
you're going to love it,
David Bassey's going to kick me out of the media suite. He's going to be like, no, man, you got to go. You can't act like that in here.
Well, you hope that that's going to be in it, Mike. You hope that, you know, that's you. I know you've been talking about it ad nauseum since the beginning of the season. That's the counteractive play off of the wide zone. You've got to be able to come out the backside to keep the backside controlled. And it's not just to make plays in the passing game. What it does is it widens the back edge of the – and now all of a sudden we've seen Bijan on design cutbacks. We're bringing Charlie Warner inside and we're kind of trapping and he's getting a design cutback. Starts wide, gets in there. It's designed. Now all of a sudden he's got the ability to probe it all the way across and you're not designing anything. He's just running to daylight. But if they know a quarterback's coming out the backside, now all of a sudden that's it's probably wider, maybe two gaps wider. All of a sudden Bijan hits that crease on the backside. And in all honesty, that's where the big plays are. You know as well as I do.
Well, and I want to keep going down that road because I don't want to get too deep into the weeds and have a dry erase board in front of us. But I've made the point, and there's, and you know this as well as anybody. A lot has been made about under center, pistol, shotgun. I was making the point earlier, and people don't understand this. The running back lining up straight behind the center on wide zone is imperative. Like, you don't want the running back to line up in a shotgun sidecar because all of a sudden he's lined up behind what would be the backside tackle. If you line him up behind the center, he can kind of get towards the front of the formation. Penix doesn't have a huge history under center. He does a little bit, but not a huge history. And I guess my question is, when we start talking about bootlegs and wide zone, how quickly do you think you'll be able to incorporate going under center with Michael Penix, and how much do you think Zach will do that?
Why, let me ask you then, let me throw one back at you. Why do you think being under center is more effective than being in running it from the pistol?
Well, I think the handoff is less janky because the snap is right there and you know where the snap's going to be. Too many times in the pistol, the quarterback has to kind of react to the snap, and then it takes them an extra minute to turn around and get there. And I thought, honestly, to be honest, I thought Kirk struggled in pistol getting to the handoff point. And I thought it was awesome when Penix talking to you, and we played it about an hour ago, he talked about the running back's tracks and getting to the track and making sure everything lined up, and that was one of the first things on his mind.
Yeah, I understand completely what you're saying. From a quarterback's perspective, being under center and running stretch run or play action off a stretch run is far more difficult than doing it from the
right.
pistol set. That's why they put Kirk in the pistol set. But you know as well as I do, that second level is not reading the quarterback in the handoff. There's some eye. If your eyes are going for the quarterback on play action, then you're in a lot of trouble. They're tracking the guys in front of them, those offensive linemen. How are they coming off? Are they coming off the ball? That's why play action is so imperative, that the line simulates the first step of run action and then retreats. If you've got guys that are just retreating and I'm a linebacker, I'm not buying play action. I'm dropping into my coverage because they're not running the football. But if my guy comes off, if the guard and the center come off and engage that one technique and they take a step up the field and then retreat back off, now all of a sudden – wow, I've got a bite on that. And so they're not looking at the quarterback. So whether he's under center or whether he's in the pistol, that's not affecting anybody. I think there's a misconception that now maybe safeties are kind of peaking a little bit or something like that, but those that front seven's not being affected by where the quarterback is in play action.
Look, we could talk to Arch about football all day long.
Well, we are.
And the good news is that's exactly what we're going to do for the next couple of seconds. We do got to get to break.
Yeah.
All right, so don't look at me like you're mad.
I got questions.
We got to get to break. I've got questions too. Arch has the answers, man. We're going to roll on. Dave Archer is going to stick with us for the rest of the hour, guys, so make sure you don't miss it. I say I don't want to get too deep in the weeds, Arch, but let's get deep in the weeds.
Let's go.
Let's do this thing. We only get so many chances.